That's okay. That's how this stuff all kind of goes. Anyway. This is my first walk on this walking track. Yeah, we need to bring some amp stuff. For the amp powder. Although I kind of like the yellow stuff better because I don't have to see it freaking me out. Because it is. Those ants turn out really bizarre as soon as they hit this stuff. But not bizarre enough that they don't go into the, down into the hole and share their good fortune with everybody else. Nothing to be said for not being too social. I forget what this stuff is called, but it does the job. So, Saturday morning, we're walking along here, the old walking park. I'm looking all the way up to the crack. Well, the little paint down the walking park looks suspicious of every other student. Cracked. Grass growing through it. Yeah, basically going back to nature, but slowly. What are you talking about? I said, you much better save themselves. Trust me, maybe they'll win. The question is whether you're going to I cool with me or whether you're whatever. In my life, be obedient to God. Nature's on God's side. He's an ally instead of an enemy here. God'll help you get your work done. Only one or two times around, that's like the whole bunch. Yeah. After that, yeah, it's like,
After one of the cars.
Yeah.
lavoro, no?
It was interesting. I was thinking of the story to do. It was mostly about the humans. About this guy who, you know, works in some facility doing surveillance and trying to make sure the world is safe, safe and that kind of thing. And, his workmate it's all kind of an us versus them thing, you know. We trust ourselves, we don't trust anybody else. And then all of a sudden a couple of their workmates are just gone and disappear. The funny thing was I was coming up with all this before I watch these movies, and I really haven't. I've never read Atlas Strikes.
What was it?
Atlas Strikes. Right. So the place they set up for themselves is called Atlantis. Anyway. You don't know that yet, sir.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's sort of alluded to it. Anyway, so there's this, so people start disappearing. Now these aren't nice disappearances. They're just wrong. And then this guy gets this assignment to not only surveil the, like, the sector he normally surveils, all the phone calls and everything else. He also gets assigned one of his, you know, a guy a couple of people down that you can keep an eye on him. To see what he's up to, and that's kind of weird for him because he always thought that, you know, they were the trusted people, right? It was always us versus them. The good guys versus everybody else that we can't trust. Well, so he starts watching this other guy, and this guy's doing, this guy is doing something. It's weird. Things that aren't precisely permitted, or that aren't liked. And so he starts reporting it, period. Well, and it wasn't much longer, really. Well, that guy disappeared. Well, this guy, this guy just gets his promotion, gets a nice promotion, you know. Kind of in charge of the more people around him. And he's spending more time watching them than he is watching the sector. He isn't really watching the sector anymore now, he's just watching his own people. You know? Doing the management thing, right? He comes to find out that there's a decent number of people that are doing this kind of weird things. Talking to people they have no business talking to. Talking about subjects they have no business talking about. It's not about their station, about what they're supposed to be doing. People talking almost in code. You know? And stuff like that. He finds himself also being initiated more deeply into the kind of surveillance state. You know, he was pretty low level guy before. He's being introduced to higher level stuff. You know, there's a lot of training and a lot of, you know, this is what's most acceptable, this is what's not. But when people feed him, you know, information that sounds not quite kosher, not right, then he can make a determination of whether it's dangerous or whether it's, you know, kind of innocent. So he's going to have two things happen, you know, at the same time. Becoming more trusted, but in the act of being more trusted, he's also being more, he's also being exposed to a lot of different things that he never really got exposed to before. A lot of different ideas. He finds out that he discovers it for himself. That he doesn't like the surveillance state very much. And he's being somewhat influenced by some of the weird things that he's listening to from surveillance. He's listening to almost conspiracy theories and things like that. And he's playing this weird game, right? He's feigning loyalty to the job, you know, and he's got his little group, you know. He's been lifted a couple of times. He's like a senior manager, you know. And so, they've got kind of a group of senior managers like him, and they kind of bounce things off of each other and things like that. And one of the other senior managers, he gets really close to him. And they play the game really well, but otherwise, it's a complete freaking wrap. You know? The company knew what I thought, and what I do when I'm always here, and the people that I meet, and the things that we talk about. I'd be here, I'd be dead. So, yeah, it's kind of a slow process because it's trying to kind of carefully figure out who's safe and who's not, who's radical and who's not, and what kind of things you can talk about, what kind of trouble you can get into. And the whole question is, you know, and everybody And, you know, quietly encourage for you to narc on everybody. I mean, that's the whole thing of it, right? You don't be telling on a metal carrying on other people. The company wants you to have total loyalty to it. You know, you can have friends, and that's great. In fact, cultivate friendship with people so that you can, yeah, ferret out if they've turned on the power to be, you know. And so, yeah, it ends up being a story of this guy's kind of journey from where he was to where he's going to be. Now, just because people disappear, it can either be because the company got rid of them, which is, you know, disappearing, and, you know, it's like, you know, where they go. You know, you got the name of the dog, you know, I don't know. Or they just disappear suddenly. And they just walk, you know, and it's just like they're gone. The company doesn't even know what's happening either. It's nothing. They're trying to keep them in. And so the company's playing this whole game. Even if you think that you're kind of radical in your journey, they're gonna not really stop you from doing it. Just on the off chance they can get some information about where all these people go and what they do and what's going on. So I figure that's the germ of a pretty good kind of thriller sort of story. Yes. That's the bald guy, and he actually too. Just because you're going to work tomorrow. That's not going to work. Don't do anything in wrong. Just walk on. Doesn't will. Will spirit you away somewhere out of the reach of the state, the system. Oh, yeah. My figure starts out somewhere on the East Coast. You know, that's when most of the surveillance is going to descend. Either on the East Coast or on the West Coast. Places. Of course, he ends up somewhere in the middle. Like Idaho or something. Some place is kind of hard to get to. No. Can't be flat. Yeah. What's behind there? That's good. That's not like a mountain retreat type thing, you know, where you have a two all of them. Yeah. See? You gotta find those small places where it's like, you could be up there and nobody would know you're there. That's the whole point. But apparently there's a growing number of people doing. So, anyway. Yeah, see, that's interesting, because then I watched it that with Shrugged, and I went, dang it, Ayn Rand's already pretty much done this, except to call it about the economic part of it, not really the surveillance and liberty part of it. That's okay. You know what? not very many people read Ayn Rand. But, you know, everybody can come back and say, oh, it's just a different take on Ayn Rand. And go, oh, well, it's funny, I see Ayn Rand, but quite about the same subject. It appeals to a different sort of audience. You know? So I was kind of thinking that the company is kind of like the Getty and the sorts. You know, I was going to, mine was more of a religious thing, which Ayn Rand rejected soundly. I don't know the morals at all. Trying to throw morals at you and kind of form the next people. It's a mechanism to get your fruits from you. You know, to take the monetary reward for your labor against you. This is all about class, you know. The underclass, once they get the reins on government, they can force the rich people to cough it all up, right? Yeah. It's gonna hurt me. Well, I think if you got a sort of these, you know, her philosophy was very popular among powerful people because it gave them a marvelous justification for going out and making as much money as they can. You know, the whole enlightened self-interest thing. You know, to do all this stuff, I have to have people help me and make, you know, I don't make a lot of money unless I get a lot of other people engaged in helping me make me a lot of money. Of course, they'll make a lot of money too. And she felt that was the ultimate virtue. But now, I can deal with her part of it. But I work for God and I've got other fish to fry. You know, it's not all about me and about everything being wonderful. So, it is different. I'm not an objectivist. This is a person that follows the philosophy and I'm on that. Although many libertarians are, I'm not. I just want liberty so I can put it the way I think God wants me to do this. Right. Anyway, yeah. Well, the next thing that might be interesting to write about. Although I think it's really getting it good. Did you want me to answer that? I don't know. I plug out my I got my book on the afterlife. It has some of the insights I've been getting about that. I want to get that kind of assembled in some place. Now, but he's got a project going, you know? Why I want to get this house in the morning, it's like an easy new project. So, anyway, I'm here with you now. And this is important for anything else here. It's spending time with Lisa.
I don't mind.
Spending time with you. Are you ready for this? Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. I just keep watching the things here. We're not watching them. How about that?
Yeah.
Alright. So. So yeah, people go, so are you for Trump and his wall? Yeah, well, I suppose I would say yes. I'm somewhat indifferent to it. How do you explain to God? Yeah. I'm not a good one. Hopefully I know that. But I'm not going to sit here and say anything. Because, can I be honest? Because I think you guys are acting in a big
talk. I am the public of the human theater.
Oh my gosh. What does that mean? Yo, okay, I don't throw my total weight behind me on that.
Yeah.
Because just as much as these leftists seem to be almost mindless, you know, marching together in lockstep, and they're going, who is running? And for what reason? What is the end game? Is it just to acquire power? Are we going to end up with some Hitler-like figure who takes this kind of mindless, you know, I'm working for the good guys, you know, mantra and twists it into something evil? And you go, it's just either side. I'm a liberty guy. As long as I can get the liberty to do what I want, I'll let the evil have the liberty it wants. Of course, the biggest thing is, I want my freedom to get other people to do what I want them. And you go, yeah, that's the basic problem with you guys. It doesn't matter what flavor you come in, it doesn't matter what the packaging is. I don't like that. I'm willing to let other people have liberty. I can have liberty too. Yeah, am I going to be killed by evil? Probably.
Yeah. Sorry, fighting the game.
No, they hate that grackle. I don't blame them. The grackles are basically evil. I never eat that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what grackles do at this time, but they are. They're like marmots, man. I'm not a fan of them. Karen thinks all birds are wonderful. You know, see, Karen, this is a bad philosophy. You need to go through good things and bad birds. You got to try to figure out what you want. I'd run if I were him. You better go back, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, you should just keep running. He's gonna run away from us. He's gonna keep running. Smart dog. He senses the fact that I just didn't kill him. He's looking at him. Go across, you know? Don't circle back around to you. Go. There you go. Fuck me. You have a fish. Oh, she's a fan. Wow, she's a fan. We're going to go. This is just a pathway between the growth of the water. You know. And her mouth. That's what most of the place there is. It's just a pasture for people in the That's Liberty too. But it's also Liberty because I just said, so if you have any care for your animal, do something with him. If you have control, I may do it for you. That's always been the problem with my philosophy. It doesn't work well with, you know, doing the gospel. And with people to a higher state of being. why my writing needs to go that way, to try to rectify that a little bit. But I'm mostly a hey. What a mother to think of it. Just jump on it. Yeah. I respect people who want their freedom. Not that they use it freely. But don't we all? So my role becomes, well, tell them what you think the right use to liberty is. Not telling them what that liberty is supposed to be about. The characters leave the church as being a cult, and you go, yeah, it does kind of bear that imprint, but it has a lot to do with the church has some really big problems. They're caused by the cultural side of it, you know? A kid grows up in this, you want them to follow along, you know, you want them to stay in the faith. And you have to understand it. The vast majority, I'm sorry, there's a rock driving itself into my keel, so I'm having to walk differently, and yeah, I need to stop. Do something about it. I apologize. Well, one shouldn't be surprised if among your children, especially if you raise them in a circumstance where you know, you want them to have free will and stuff like that. There's certain elements, and I'll use the term, in Mormon culture, that they are cult-like. When I see what President Nelson's doing, I think he's trying to find some way through this weird ticket he's got. I didn't even solve it. Doesn't matter. Let's do it anyway. Just want to walk weird. Okay. You know, because it's been so ingrained in the culture that you follow the culture no matter what. You know? Yeah. And for those who are for those who encourage to find out for themselves and to go their own way when they don't choose to, you know, that's horrible. People scream at the church and go, why aren't you doing more to save my child? And you go, it's very confusing. You teach them to think for themselves. Teach them to do all this stuff and it's counterproductive to this weird cultural side of it. But you'll find that that's in conflict with
if only we could come up with a more insular, you know, universe that they can't escape, then we won't feel like we're losing them. And you go, uh-oh. Well, but that was predominantly what the church was for a long time. It functioned on that level. So whatever it was, it was to move it a little. It didn't really smell too well. Anyway. No. You know, that's probably it. And, you know, the purpose of all of this is to gather the elect that, in, to be honest, is, the whole nature of the elect in the first place is that it's going to be a lot of them. And sometimes it's very difficult to do that. Sometimes it takes a long time until those people who are busy doing whatever it is they're doing come to grips with it. The purpose of the church is to prepare the elect for godhood. But in order to do that, you're working with a lot of non-elect people, you know, the typical war might have a handful of the elect, or might have none, and you're just kind of running the Utah Cultural Center for the rest of them. You know, it's a nice, comfortable place. If you get moved with a job and get the job here, this institutional church's job, make sure you feel comfortable. And we're hoping that somewhere down deep in you, there's some embryo of what we're really looking for. But what God's looking for. You go, but we don't know. You can't test those people out. So you just kind of go, well, there it is. This is what it is. And you're saying, doesn't God have a better plan for doing this? And you go, well, I don't know if it's a better plan. It's a good one. Get all the good trials in it to make sure that you're going to be really what makes the person kind of want to be elected in the first place. They're willing to hang with it through the test of life. You know, do you not think of God as a person? Things of God. You know, to have billions and billions and billions of spirit children just kind of not follow you at all. And you have to sit there and decide, well, am I going to let them keep living? Am I just going to wipe them out? And you go, what? A lot of people believe blood never ever happened. It's just a weird story. God does destroy the wicked at a certain point. He'll destroy the young man at the same time. And he's trying to restart over. Trying to make things work out. Souls back to him in the way that he wants them. So, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'm basically in breath with Scout and Abby. You know? These families of the manor, you know, family. Doesn't mean there's going to be this whole support structure. People who are baptized properly in the church. Don't rise to the standard. Are they going to have a good life? Oh, yeah. The people at the house felt really bad if they weren't at the house anymore, right? That was a real lowering of their status, yeah? To be just in the village or to be fired, let go. And you go, now what's up? You go, you just want to be the butler? Not a bad job. You're well compensated. You're in a nice place, in a position of trust. It's all very wonderful. You know? You go, or are you going to be Lord and Lady Green? That's still available to you if you really want it. If you pursue it. And you go, well, how do you pursue that? And you go, well, that's the interesting part.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put that into an image. It's quite a few times. You can yell together, or it's like, you know what, never else to put it. This is stuff that other people don't need to hear. It's not going to help them. For some people, there's just life. Shouldn't.